你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天 Pronunciation Course。 那么今天我们来学习非常棒的一个主题，叫 Better Off with Email， 发 email 会来得更好一点点。讲述的是 Steve is chatting with his sister Diana。 我们来看所有的一些发音，以及包括所有的对话技巧，我们一句话一句话来进行分析。 So let's go for it. Gee, Diana, you're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with? Gee, 这是一个感叹词，可以表示好，也可以表示不好。咦， Diana， 来看一下 Diana 这个名字当中啊，有两个 die 元音， at 也是一个元音，碰在一起，中间可以加一个半元音，不是加 我 就是加也。那这个加个也叫 Diana。Gee, Diana, you're always at home. 你总是在家里面。You are, 这个字母的 R 跟 always 的 O 形成一个零，叫 always. Always 跟 A 可以形成一个零，叫 always, 用 Z 跟 A 连在一起。那么这句话就变成 You're always at home. You're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with? To go out with, 这样的一个不定式是修饰这个Friends， 难道你没有可以一起出去的朋友吗？就相当于 Don't you have any friends that you can go out with? OK， 这一段我们一起来慢速的念一遍。 Gee, Diana, you're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with? Sure I do, but all my friends are either out shopping or they're boring. And you know, I hate shopping. 那么当然了，我有了 Sure 这个单词，那么它原来的发音是 u 加个 r 加 sure， 但是在口语化当中 u 的组合经常会把 u 去掉，就变成 sh 加个儿化音 r 叫 sure， sure I do， sure I do， but all my friends are， friends 跟 r 有一个连音子，因为 r 可以经常弱化成 r 这个发音，就变成 friends are， but all my friends are either out shopping or they're boring， either or要么什么什么，要么什么，所以 either 他们要么什么呢？ out shopping 就是他们出去逛街，或者 they are boring， 叫 they are boring person， 他们是一个无聊的人，他们也很无聊。All right， 所以就变成 but all my friends are either out shopping or they are boring， and you know I hate shopping， 你知道我很讨厌的 ，I hate 情感色彩会比较浓一点，相当于 I hate too。I hate to shop or I hate shopping， 这两种方式都是可以。这段我们来说一遍。Sure, I do, but all my friends are either out shopping or they are boring. And you know, I hate shopping. Get a boyfriend. I'm sure you won't be bored then. 那么找一个男朋友 ,get 跟 a 有连叫 get,t 要浊化成 d,get a, get a boyfriend. I'm sure, 我相信啊，就是 I believe.I'm sure you won't be bored then. Bored 指的是感到无聊，就相当于 you won't feel bored. OK, so you won't be bored then. 那么你就不会感觉到很无聊了。Actually, I want to meet some interesting guys, but I don't know how to. 事实上呢，我想遇到一些有趣的一些男孩子，但是我不知道如何去遇到。来看一下 actually 这个单词，它的原来的发音叫 actually。但是呢，口语化当中老外有很多种方式，你可以说 actually， 还有一种方式呢，就是把 u 的 u 去掉，变成 actually， 还有一种方式把 t 也去掉，变成 actually。 你要记住那个可是不用发音，因为两个辅音在一起，在美式发音就发后面一个，就变成 actually。 气流阻塞一下， actually I want to 叫做 wanna， I wanna meet some interestingS 跟 T,S 跟一个轻辅音在一起都会变成浊辅音，叫 interesting, not interesting, 而在美式发音 interesting guys, but I don't know how to. How to, 那这个 how to 是什么意思呢？因为后面的文字如果跟上面的文字是一样的，它就会把它省略，就是 I don't know how to meet some interesting guys. 所以有时候再说出来就有点太累赘了，所以这句话我们来读一遍。 Actually,I want to meet some interesting guys, but I don't know how to. Why don't you try email? You might get lucky. 那为什么你不尝试发邮件呢？或许你会比较的有运气啊，运气比较好。Why don't you? 固定短语，为什么什么不呢？ Alright, why don't you? 比如说你为什么不约他出去呢？ Why don't you ask her out? Why don't you? Okay, so why don't you try email? 就相当于 why not? Why not try email? You might get lucky. 你或许会比较的运气好。Get lucky. 美式发音这个可要发成可这个发音叫 lucky. 来看下面。I don't think so. 我不认为。Besides, dating through email is neither personal or romantic. 那么透过 dating through, 透过什么呢 ?email, 发邮件 is neither or. Neither nor, 这个短语指的是既不也不。既不 personal, personal 可以表示个人的也可以表示亲切的。Alright, 既不亲切也不浪漫。Neither personal nor romantic. Why don't you introduce me some of your friends?Why didn't I think of that? How about my best friend Fred? 那为什么没有想到呢 ?Didn't 跟 I 有一个连音 NT 组合用 N 进行连音叫 didn't I? Why didn't I think of, 也有一个连音 think of that? How about my best friend Fred? Well, maybe I'll be better off with email. Better off 指的是境遇境况更好的意思。我觉得发邮件来的会更好一点。我们重新来朗读一遍。Here we go. Gee, Diana, you're always at home. Don't you have any friends to go out with? Sure, I do. But all my friends are either out shopping or they're boring. And you know, I hate shopping. Get a boyfriend. I'm sure you won't be bored then. Actually, I want to meet some interesting guys, but I don't know how to. Why don't you try email? You might get lucky. I don't think so. Besides...Dating through email is neither personal nor romantic. Why don't you introduce me some of your friends? Why didn't I think of that? How about my best friend, Fred? Oh, maybe I'll be better off with email. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题包括有发音、连录音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧。学到非常详细的英文的学习方法可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利看电影不用看字幕想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程请立刻关注 Monster 的微信公众号叫做学豆英语微信公众号学豆英语当你关注之后呢会自动的推送一个 QQ 群或者一个链接给你你点击一下就可以进入到 QQ 群里面因为我会在群里面给你上免费食堂在线直播的课程 So I see you next time